Reply from Mr. Abdullah Atham, Christian. If this statement of your honor is correct, that the reality of every matter depends only upon experience, that is to say, that which goes against experience is false, then we would indeed have to deny the attribute of creation, because we have experienced the creation of nothing. And we will also have to deny the creation of Adam without parents, and we do not know why we should do this, because absolutely impossible, we say, of that thing which goes against some attribute of God, and these things that are outside the realm of our experience, like, for example, the creation of things, that is to say, the coming into being from nothing without any materials, and the coming into being of Adam in a manner that is opposed to the manner of giving birth now, we do not find to be opposed to any holy attribute of God Almighty. Second, in reply to your second premise, you should know that we do not believe a visible thing, which needs eating and drinking, etc., to be Allah, but rather consider such to be simply a manifestation of Allah. This is the same kind of premise set forth in the Quran regarding that fire visible in the bush. It is written that, O Moses, take off thy shoes, because this is the sacred valley of Tua, and that I am the God of your father Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Moses accepted this statement. Now do tell, a thing visible can in no way be God, and yet the vision was seen. Hence, we call it a manifestation of Allah, not Allah. In like manner, we do not call Christ, the creature, Allah, but rather a manifestation of Allah. If God was to call out from the pillar in front of us, which is made of mud and bricks, and wish to say that, I am your Lord, heed such and such statement of mine. So although this matter is against experience, is it outside the realm of possibility that God cannot do this? In our opinion, it is not outside the realm of possibility. Third, we have not believed the Son of Allah as having a body. We believe Allah to be a spirit, not a body. Fourth, regarding any matter, our request is this, that a matter needing interpretation should no doubt be interpreted, but reality should not corrupt the interpretation. If some reality is contrary to a matter that took place, then it should be at once declared false, rather than distorting a falsity to make it true. Fifth, regarding the immortal being, let it be known by your honor that the words son and firstborn are used in two ways in the Bible. The first way is that he is yaktan, with God. The second is that he is yakman, one in spirit enjoying his pleasure. The yaktan form is that which is one in essence, and the yakman form is when he is not associated in essence but enjoys the pleasure of God. About which prophet or saintly personage is it written in the Bible that, Awake, O sword against my shepherd and against the man that is my fellow? Zechariah chapter 13 verse 7. And then about whom is it written thus, that on the throne of David shall Yehuda, our righteousness, come? Jeremiah. And who said that I am Alpha and Omega and the Almighty God? And about whom was this written that I, who am wisdom, dwelt with God eternally, and through me were all things made, and all that is manifested of creation is through him? No one has ever seen God the Father, but the only begotten God has made him known. John chapter 1 verse 18. Now please do justice to this. Do these words relate to yaktan or yakman? Moreover, it is also worth keeping in mind that in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, it is stated that the son that is bestowed upon us and the son who is born shall be adorned with these titles. That is to say, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, and one who will sit on the throne of David,
whose government shall never see a decline.
Sixth, regarding the arguments that you have presented from the Quran, I regret to say that I am still not convinced of it being revealed. When you convince me by proving it to be revealed,
then its credentials will be accepted automatically. Seventh, dear sir, nature or creation is the work of God, and revelation is the word of God. There should be no contradiction in the work and the word of God. If any discourse seems doubtful or difficult at first sight, we would, of course, interpret it according to logical arguments. Otherwise, where would we go? Sir, you yourself have stated that the matters that need interpretation must be interpreted, and you also say something even greater, that we will not accept anything that goes against experience. This, again, is also tantamount to turning to human nature, with which we do not agree at all. Eighth, as for my answer to the eighth point, I would only say that where the differentiation between a real and metaphoric sun is not made in the Bible, it does not stop our intellect from distinguishing between the two. And if others have the same attributes as Christ, then we would also accept them to be like Christ. Signature English, Henry Martin Clark, President representing Christians. Signature English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President representing Muslims.